The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. En Narifanala, En Narifanala, En Narifanala, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Rufuata, Romar Abolechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daftet. His daf is being studied. Lelu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden Amen. His daf is being studied. Lelu Nishmat Lefael Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden Amen. His daf is being studied. Rufuah Shelema. Mickey Meir Ben Jamie Jamile. And Rufuah Shelema Dina Bat Sara. Inna Rufaladahem. Fata Nefesh Rufata Guf. We are right in the middle of the daf. Last words on the line are Abaye Amar. We are explaining over here a machloket that we found in the Mishnah by a case of Motzi Shem Ra. This is over here. The fellow is coming to the Bet Din and claiming that his wife does not have a Betulin. It's a monetary case, at least at first, where he wants to downgrade the amount of the ketubah. He doesn't want to pay her as a betulah. He wants to take away the payment of 200. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir, how many judges you need? It's monetary, 3 judges. However, the Rabbanan said, you need 23 judges. Why? So we said, because it could lead to dineh nefashot. The question is, why? What's the machloket over here? What's the logic? According to Rabbi Meir, we understand. He's only coming for money now. So he's coming for money, so you need 3. When he comes for the nefashot, we'll deal with it. But Hakamim say, it sounds like you need from the inception, 23. So already in the previous daf, we offered 2 different understandings of the machloket. Let's review the 2 understandings of the machloket. The first was that the Rabbanan haishina le'la'az. That means we're concerned, if you're going to start the case with 3 judges, what's going to happen? Witnesses that are on the street are going to hear that this guy over here has an issue with his wife, and they're going to come along and testify that we saw that she actually was zinta, and therefore she's hayavet mita. And therefore, very quickly, this monetary case can mushroom into a dinin nefashot case. So therefore, the banan says, since haishinam le'la'ad, you just have to start off the case with 23. Even though his claim is only money, start with 23, because it could lead to dinin nefashot. Right now you're dealing with money, 3 is enough. Second answer to Gemara is Rabbah. That's Ula's answer. Second answer to Gemara is Rabbah's answer. Rabbah says, Hashinan lichbodan shirishonim. He learns the case differently. He says, no. The case was talking about where the guy said he had witnesses. So they convened 23 judges from the beginning, because everybody thought it's going to be a dinin nefashot case. What happened? He wasn't able to produce the witnesses. So what happened? The judges now went home. What I got to stay there for? There's no case. 3 judges stayed back. So when the 3 judges stayed back, the guy said, the husband said, listen, now that the 3 are here, at least give me mamonot. You believe me anyway, Minat Torah, that she's not a betula. So let's deal with the mamonot. Rabbi Meir says, no problem. It's dinim mamonot, use 3. Hachamim say, no. Hashim lechvodam shirishonim. Once you convened all 23, even the mamonot now you need to do with the 23. But according to this answer of Rabbah, everybody agrees to start off with mamonot, of course you could use 3. The only reason why you need 23 according to Hakim is because you started with 23, thinking that you're going to have the nefeshot, you weren't able to make the nefeshot, doesn't matter. Now the case has to be convened with 23, even for the dinei mamonot, shebo. So the first answer is haishina de la'az, and the second answer is haishina lechvodam shel Rishonim. Now we go to the third answer of the Gemara. Abaye Amar, de kula alma haishina le la'az. Really, I'll tell you, everybody's hoshesh to the la'az. And therefore, according to that, you got to start off with 23 off the bat. Because we're concerned that what the people are going to hear, the witnesses are going to show up, and very quickly it's going to turn to dinner fashot. Everybody holds the la'az. Umishum kevodam shirishonim. And everybody holds that once you convene the 23, even if you weren't able to produce the witnesses that you said you were able to, you got to keep the 23 throughout the case, even for the dinei mamonot. So everybody agrees in those cases. So where's the machloket? What are we talking about? Kegon de atruba setam. Oh, which means the witnesses, they gave the hatra'ah to the lady setam. Without, when a person is making isur, you have to give them a warning. You can't just kill somebody. What's the purpose of witnesses? Not just we saw. You have to give hatra'ah. Listen, you're about to do an avon, that if you continue this way, your punishment is sekila, your punishment is chenek, your punishment is sayif. You have to say that there's going to be a death penalty. Over here, the witnesses that we're talking about that the guy produced, they were matreha setam, without being specific. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Abaye Amar. Ibishelo hevi edim. If, let's say, he came on the inception, he didn't bring witnesses, they call the alma hosheshin lelaz. You need to start off with 23, because we're worried about witnesses that will show up after. Uba'ina ni'asim u'shtosha dilma shem'u sahadeh ve'atu. Good, that's the first reason. Umidiba'ina ni'asim u'shtosha beresha. Once already you tell me you need 23 from the get-go. Afilu mamon ve'asim u'shtosha. Even if it doesn't turn into nefeshot, you got to do the mamon, because וחוששים לכבודם של ראשונים. So that everybody agrees. והאקה, בפתוחתה דמתניתין, כגון שהביא עדים בתחילת הזמנתו לדין. He brought witnesses in the beginning. דתו דקה למחש לסעדי אחריני. Which is, once already he brings two witnesses with him, we're not חושש, there's another two witnesses in the street. He brought the two witnesses with him to the bedding. ואני אמרי באפת לתא, and they testified in front of three, and they told the three, listen, we warned this lady, she was in ta, and we warned her b'mita setam, stam death. V'lo izkiru la sekila, they didn't tell her what type of death. Kedin na'ara me'orasa, the din is na'ara me'orasa, she's in ta, sekila. We didn't tell her sekila. B'mi'ir sabar tu leka acha dine nefashot. Which means once already, Rabbi Meir holds, you didn't give the right hatra'ah, because he holds you have to be matre for the specific death. Therefore the hatra'ah is not a good hatra'ah, and therefore your witnesses are invalidated, and we're not chashish that there's more witnesses going to show up. These are the witnesses that you brought. And therefore the only thing that this can turn into is what? Dine mamonot. That's why he says it can be done with shelosha. However, בהני שלושה סגי למדן דיני ממונות לכתובתה ולכתובה דחינה מיוזמו ישלם מאה כסף. Because now it's really only money. Because once already you get the witnesses out of the picture, all we're dealing with over here is, he wants to downgrade his כתובה. ורבנן סעברה כיוון דעת רובה מידה דיני נפשות איקה ומקטלה. החמים הול, you don't have to say the specific death. Just by saying that we warned her for mitah, that's enough. So therefore, we have a new way to understand the mahloket. Let's review again. Happened was, you started off with three judges. Which means, there was three judges. Rabbi Meir, you're going to tell, what do you mean with three judges? Everybody holds you got to start off with 23. Well, you're right, you have to start off with 23. But the witnesses are allowed to testify in front of three. When we judge the case, you need 23 to convene. So what happened? They just sort of sat in front of three people originally. They said, by the way, we have a capital punishment case. Oh yeah, well, what happened over here? We might have to convene 23. What's going on? Well, we have two witnesses. Oh, and the witnesses. What did you tell the lady? We told her if she commits this zinut, she's going to die. Did you tell her what type of death? We didn't tell her. We just said, Saddam. Oh, the Bimir says, you were disqualified as witnesses. There was no hatra'ah here. Therefore, and what? I'm not chashish that maybe there's going to be new witnesses that are going to show up anymore. You brought, these are the guys. These are the guys that came off the street. They blew it. They didn't say the right hatra'ah. They didn't say the right information. Goodbye. Now what does the guy say? Okay, I have no witnesses, but I want to deal with the money. Okay. Dinim ha-monot b'shlosha. Hachamim say, no. So long as they gave a hatra'ah, even stam, you told her she's going to die? Yes. Did you mention sekila? No. It's okay. But you told her she's going to die. Yes. Hatra'ah is good. So therefore, you're going to need 23. The machloka between Hachamim and Rabbi Meir is the atruba setam The Bimeir says 3 is okay because there's no capital punishment anymore in this case. Rachamim say 23 because you can still kill her. The Gemara explains it based on a machloket. Gemara says ve'aitanahu detanya based on a braita. Ushar kol hayve mitot shebatorah. All other hayve mitot capital punishment cases besides a mesit. A mesit is somebody that is like a missionary. He goes and tries to persuade a person to worship Avodah Zarah. When it comes to a mesit, we're very lenient in killing him. He doesn't need a regular warning. He doesn't need to... we don't try to save him. Normally we try to save people on death row. We throw the book at him. The Rasul says, "Lo tahmol, ve lo techasev, ve lo tahmol." So mesit is different. But all other cases... אין ממיתים אותם אלא בעדה ועדים והתראה ועד שיודיעוהו שהוא חייב מיתה בבית דין. So look at all the things you need over here. Number one, אין ממיתים אותו אלא בעדה, which means you need 23 judges. When it comes to mesit, you don't even need 23. ועדים, you need witnesses. Okay, ve'hatra'a, you don't even need hatra'a by a mesit. Ve'hatra'a, ve'ad shiyudi'uhu shuhayav mita bebeddin. And you got to tell the guy who's committing the crime, listen, if you do this, you're going to be hayav mita. That's stam. Devrei Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, that's tarakama. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad shiyudi'uhu be'eze mita hu neherag. So you see clearly a mahloka tana'im, when it comes to the hatra'a, if a stam is okay or not. Look at Rashi. Ve'ad shiyudi'u edav v'sh'at atra'a shu chayav mita bebed din im ya'vor avera zuhumiyu afagav v'lo mezkere le'eze mita atra'a yu mechayev kerabbanan. Now we go to the fourth answer of the Gemara to explain the mahlok near Rabbi Meir Rabbanan. Rappapa amar, Rappapa says, Acha, Beisha havera askinan. We're talking about over here an isha. That's the lady that allegedly committed the znut. She's a havera. She's learned. Now let's review over here. What's the reason why you need a hatra'a in the first place? Why do witnesses have to warn the guy? Because maybe the guy doesn't know. Maybe the guy's doing it b'shogeg. No, maybe he's doing a b'shogeg. He doesn't know. Now, you don't kill a guy if he's doing something b'shogeg. There's no death penalty for shogeg. He doesn't know what, maybe he doesn't know it's isur. So therefore, you got to warn him. What is the warning? The warning's job is to differentiate between the shogeg guys and now the guy knows. Now if he's, oh, I didn't know, and he abstains, you stop him. But if he comes along and says, afal pichin, I don't care. You're telling me it's asur, I'm doing it anyway. So now you know the guy is a mezid. So the hatra'a is to establish mezid. Intent. However, there's a big argument amongst the hachamim. Does a tamid hacham need a hatra'a? You could assume a tamid hacham, he knows the law. Hatra'a is only to differentiate between a shogeg and a mezid. But on a tamid hacham, some say haver in sarich hatra'ah. So that's the machloket in this case over here between Rabbi Meir and Achim. She was a havera. She was a wise, a smart lady. So the Gemara says, "Beisha havera askina veka mepalge b'fluktad Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda v'Rabbanan Tetanya Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda amar haver in sarich hatra'ah. Tamid Achim doesn't need hatra'ah. Why? The whole reason is what? Of hatra'a is to discern between shogeg and mezid. We know he's a mezid, a tamid hakam. And the other shita says, no, hatra'a is a hatra'a. Even if a tamid hakam is a tamid hakam, you need hatra'a. Now, how does this apply to our case? So go to Rashi. Rabbapa, kide'abaye. Name Svirale. The Papa agrees with Abaye. The Hosheshin Le Laraz Velechvodam Shirishonim. All the other answers still apply. Why do you need three? You're going Shevi Eidim Emo B'tchad Hazmanato. When he started the case, he said the case in front of three. Ve'amru shelo etruba lefi sheisha haverahi. And they told the original three judges, listen, we didn't even give a warning over here, because she's a wise lady, she's a Tamid Hagana's lady. Ve'lo tzlichunu latrot ba. Rabbi Meir sabar afagav de haverahi lo miktela. We don't kill her, because really that ra'ah was needed. And therefore we throw out the witnesses, we throw out the case, and the only thing you have left over is what? The name Amonot. Therefore you do it with three. Hilkach, lo tzrichin echnufetu asim v'shlosha. I don't got to collect 23, because I'll never come to mitah. There's your witnesses, and your witnesses blew it, because they didn't give that ra'ah. Eras kosha ladun, the name Amonot, echtuba, v'rabbaran savich b'yosef b'yehuda, that she doesn't need hatra. He doesn't need hatra. So what happens? They come originally in front of three. And the three say, you know what? These are legitimate witnesses over here. But we didn't give hatra. You don't need hatra. Bring 23. Once you bring 23, that's when you follow the 23. So therefore, we have a fourth answer to explain why the Bimi says you can get away with three. Because you don't have witnesses here. The witnesses messed up on the no hatra, because he holds, you need hatra. They didn't give it. According to Hachamim, no, you don't need hatra. She's havera. What do you need hatra for? She knows the law. She's definitely messy. So therefore, that's why you need 23. Continues with another answer. Rav Asher Amar, kegon de atruba malkut. De lo atruba obe katala. Case over here is, they warned her, this lady, but not for the death penalty. They warned her for malkut. Now, what does it help that they warned her for malkut? So that she says on top, they have a die, lo miktela. Over here for sure, you're not killing her. You gave the machloket if you gave stam. But you said mitah at least. Here you didn't even say mitah. Here you just said, if you do this over here, we're going to whip you. Ela loka. Now, the en lecha mitat beddin, shelo ne'emar balav. We have to explain that. How could you give malkut? If it's a hayu mitah, where does malkut come in? Because now every mitad beddin is a lo ta'aseh in the Torah. Yeah. And we know on every lo ta'aseh, or most lo ta'asehs, there's malkut. So it's possible if you wander for malkut, she'll get malkut, because she did go against the lo ta'aseh. The kasabar, lav shenitan nazarat mitad beddin, a lav that's punishable by death, lokin alav, ki atru ba malkut, velo katala. וכמה פלגי בפלוטת רבי ישמעאל ורבנן. The מחלוקת רבי מאיר and חכמים is the מחלוקת between the two תנאים רבי ישמעאל ורבנן. What does it say? דתנן, מכות בשלושה. מכות are rendered with three judges. משום רבי ישמעאל אמרו, בעשרים ושלושה. Now we'll see. The Gemara is going to explain that. We take that she's word. תאמה מפרש לכמן דף יוד. But you see what? So now, where do we have a machloket? When you have a malkut case, is it 3 or 23? So Rabbi Meir is going to say malkut is not a death penalty case. So then what happened? The witnesses show up. We wonder. I'm beautiful. Wonder. What's the case? Zinta. Oh, zinta. It's capital punishment. The malkut. The malkut. Okay, this is a 3 case. According to the banan, you wonder for malkut, doesn't matter. 23. So that's the machloket. Why you need 3? Why you need 23? The machloket, when you gave a capital punishment lady a warning for malkut, the bimir holds you judge with 3, and according to the bishma'eh, according to the banan, you still need 20. We didn't say why. The banan is going like the bishma'eh in the Mishnah, that a malkut warning needs 23. Why? We don't know yet, but that's the rule. Comes the Gemara and says, sixth answer. Rabina Amar Kegon Shinimsa Echad Min Ha'edim Karovu Pasul. A bunch of witnesses showed up. Let's say 4 witnesses showed up, or 3 witnesses showed up. This lady over here, Zinta. And they gave a warning, a good warning. Sekila. Okay, so everybody's good so far. What happened? Witness number 3. They found that he's disqualified. either he's pasul because he's not legitimate for whatever the pasul ha'edut are, or he's a relative to one of the litigants, so he's out. So what does that do? So what I explained, so it's the machlokas, so he's out. V'kame palge b'flukta Rabbi Yosef v'Rabbi. Oh, so what's the machlokas? Alibad Rabbi Akiva. There's a machlokas amongst the hakamim in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo ba shlishi ela leachmir alav la'asot dino kayotze be'elu. Which means, what does the Torah have to say? Api shnayim edim o shlosha edim yumat amet. If shnayim edim is enough, for sure shlosha edim, why would the Torah have to say shlosha? So Rabbi Akiva says, don't think the third witness that you're mentioning, it's not coming to be lenient. It's not a leniency here, but it is a chumrah. What's the chumrah? So that she says, "Lo ba'ashlishi, the b'mashma shneimar api shnayim edim, koshekin shlosha. Lama neimar o shlosha edim, ela la'achmir alav, liten chomer ba'ede sheker, sheshlishi ze." אף על פי שלא היה זה נידון על פיו למיטה, שלא בשניים שעידו תחילה נמה היה נידון, אפילו האחר, עשה כתוב את דינו, כיוצא באלו, שאם הוזמו, יהרג אף השלישי, מפני שנתפן לעוברי עבירה. What does that mean? Let's say, these three guys are coming into the bed deal. They're trying to kill somebody. This lady committed znut. Okay, this lady committed znut. All of a sudden, two other witnesses come. What do you mean, Znud? You were with us in Chicago on that day. What do you know? So all three become Zomemim. What's the deen of Zomemim? Na'asitim lo. You were trying to kill? We killed the witnesses. Now you could argue, maybe only kill the first two witnesses. The third, they established the testimony. The third guy is just a tag on. He's coming to support that. He got Huzam also. But even without me, he had a case. So you could think that maybe when two out of the three get Huzam, the third guy walks. It says Shlosha to say, now the testimony is three, he goes down with them. He can't say, listen, you didn't need me anyway. You were going to kill the guy whether I showed up or not. You have two without me. That since you were a tag along the Ovrei Avera, you're considered ke Ovrei Avera. Nitpal le Ovrei Avera, ke Ovrei Avera. Nitpal means Milashon Tafel. He became subordinate or secondary, like a Ikaran Tafel. You became secondary to the group, but doesn't matter. So Rabbi Akiva says, Lo ba hashilishi ila lachmir alav. Lasod dino, ke yose be'elu. אם כן, ענו שכתוב את הנטפל לעוברי עבירה, כעוברי עבירה. סנא לגמרא אגב זה מוסר. על אחת כמה וכמה שישלם שכר את הנטפל לעושה מצווה, כעושה מצווה. Which means, קל וחומר, we know that God's מידת טובה is 500 times greater than the מידת פורענות. So when it comes to the punishment, if God is doing such a thing, if somebody's nitpal le'osim mitzvah, he joins a group of a mitzvah. He's just part of the group. Even though they didn't need him. They could have done the job without him. But he joined, he came, he was extra, he was a tag-along. Doesn't matter. He's going to get the reward as if he did it. They went to the matzah bakery to make matzot. They needed 15 guys. They handed out all the jobs. 16th guy shows up. They tell him, we have all the guys here ready. We don't need a job. So they put him, they double up on one of the positions. They didn't need him. Doesn't matter. You're nitfal le'osim mitzvah, you get credit as if you were integral, and therefore you're going to get the reward. That's the side point. That's the musa. Now, we learn another thing from the shnayim in shlosha. Uma shnayim. Nimsa echad mehem. Karov upasul. Edutan betela. Av shlosha. Nimsa echad mehem. קרוב ופסול, עדותן בטלה. Allah, let's say you have a group of witnesses, come two witnesses. One of the witnesses is found קרוב ופסול, the whole group is thrown out. You don't just, okay, throw that guy out and leave the one guy alive and bring somebody. No, no, no. You were part of a group over here. Nimsa ahad bim karov pasud edutan. It's one package. Metela. Hu hadin shalosha. One of the guys. Now, you could argue. What do you mean? One of the guys. He's got two. Doesn't matter. He came as a group. Edutan betelat. Al pishnayim o shalosha. Just like shnayim. You throw them out. So to shalosha, you throw them out. Uminayin shafilu me'a. How do you know even 100, which means not only three, you have 100 witnesses that show up. One of them is karovu pasul, 99 of them are out. Talmud lomar edim. Because what does the pasul say? Al pi shnayim edim, o shlosha edim. What does it have to say the word edim again? Edim, edim. The second edim is to tell me, not only shlosha, edim, even 100, doesn't matter. Once one of them is karov pasul, edutan betela. Now continue. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, wait. Devarim amurim. When is all this said? Bedine nefashot. All this is said only in capital punishment cases. That what? That if one is a karov pasul, you throw out the whole group, that's when they're coming to kill somebody. When it comes to capital punishment cases, we have a very important pasuk, which you have to know. Vehitzilu ha'eda. Torah says that you try to save the guy. In capital punishment, we're not looking to kill anybody. Any way we could find to let the guy go and put it in Hashem's hands, we'd rather do that. Vehitzilu ha'eda, the pasuk says. Nashi, de mehadrinan batar zechuta. You look for the zechut lebatel ha'edut velo yareg lohu velo him, and therefore, when these two guys, when these 20 guys come to Beit Din, you find one. And what are they saying? We 20 people testify. This guy's hayav mita. We saw him. We saw the lady commit znut. One of them is a karov. All out. We don't want to judge anybody mita over here. So therefore, we not. By the way, there's mita double here. Not on the person that they're testifying, and not on them. Because if they become Huzam, you're going to kill them also. 21 people are going to die. So therefore, we found one cut off. Here's all this Hiddush of throwing out testimony. That's only by the Dirin Nefashot. Aba Bidirim Mamonot. Titkayim Eidut Bishar. But Eidut Mamonot, it's monetary. So you have 20 guys show up. One guy's a cut off. Throw him out. You have 19 left. Continue the case. Doesn't say Behitzilu by Mamonot. The Bimir Omer, he says, no. Echad hine mamonot, ve'echad hine nefashot. Doesn't matter. The law of throwing out all the testimony, ben nefashot, ben mamonot. Read Rashi. Rashi says, the B Omer, echad hine mamonot, ve'echad, I said the Bimir, I'm sorry, it's the B. The B Omer. It's not the Bimir, the B. Look at Rashi now. The B Omer. But he has one stipulation. When is this said? Which means, when do you say that by edut nefashot, that you knock them all out? Bizman shehitru bahem. That's talking about where the karovu pasul was part of the testimony. Where the karovu pasul gave a warning, meaning he was an integral part of the testimony. He was part of it when they warned, hey, listen, buddy, don't do this, otherwise you're going to get mita. But let's say the guy was just a witness. He saw it. But he wasn't part of the warning. He doesn't break the testimony. Why? Because maya asu shne achim ve'ehad shera'u ve'ehad shera'u ve'ehad nefesh. Exactly. What's going to happen if you have two brothers and a third guy that saw somebody kill? Are you going to tell me, no, throw him out, cut off? No, no. The two guys, the brother and the other guy, they'll give the warning. The other brother won't give the warning, and therefore he's not part of the testimony. If you're going to tell me it's just eyes, that eyes make a witness, so then you're going to really have a lot of cases that are going to get thrown out for no reason. Three guys see a guy kill. There's two brothers, the Uven, Shimon, and some other guy. And number three. So you're going to tell me, oh, mention one over there, so throw them out. No, you can't say that. Either the only time they're cohesive is when the two brothers And the third, they all warned the guy. Oh, now you're a witness. Oh, so therefore, let's go back to our point. We have a big machloket over here. Karovu pasul in a group of witnesses. One shita says this only applies to dinei nefashot. But by dinei mamonot, it kayem aidut bishar. Going to the other shita, the B, ben dinei nefashot, ben dinei mamonot. One guy has found the karovu pasul. Throw them all out. What does this do for us in our case? Look at the bottom of Rashi on the Amud Rishon. Bizman Chetru Hakarovu Pasu Beovre Avera Shigilu Dautam Shafim Naasim Edim. When they give the warning, they're putting themselves in the group that they make them witnesses. Vareha Katuv Yekish Shilosha. They didn't give the warning. They kept quiet. And the kosher guys gave the warning. Okay, continue. Next Rashi is on the top of the page. Two witnesses and a third guy. Okay, good. Now we go back to the Bimir and Hachamim. What's it got to do with? Now we know this machlok. Now supply it. Rashi. Uflukta de Rabbi Meir. The Rabbanan name. Kegon shenimsa echad mina shelosha karov upasul. What happened? Three witnesses showed up to Beddin. And what are they saying? This lady was Zinta. They're coming to kill her. What happened, there was a relative in the mix. There was a karov there. V'ra'a v'shatak v'lo hitra. Oh, and he wasn't part of the action because he really did not give a hatra'a. Rabbi Meir savar la k'rabi yose. De'amar b'dinei nefashot lo shena hitra v'lo shena shatak. Which means the first opinion didn't make this hiluk. Only the last opinion over here where we saw said Tavka, where they gave the a warning. Then already they're part of the group. But the first opinion said, no. You saw, it goes on eyes. You came together, you saw it, I don't care whether you gave a warning or not a warning, you're part of the group. Oh, so if they're part of the group, then if one of them became a Karovu Pasul, the whole group is thrown out. Now it turns into Dineh, Mamonot, dinei mamonot, b'shlosha. And the other shita says, v'rabbanan savri k'rabi, t'echad deshatak, t'tkayem ha'edut b'shar u'miktela. And the court of rabbis, they say, no, the third, the karov didn't give the warning. And therefore he's not part of the group. Throw him out, you're left with two kosher witnesses, two kosher witnesses, dinei nefashot, dinei 23. I repeat the answer again. The case is talking about where three people showed up to Beddin. In the three, there's a karov. Dinei nefashot over here. They're coming to kill the lady. But what? The karov did not give warning. And here we have a machloket. One shita says, doesn't matter, they came together, he gets thrown out, the whole group gets thrown out. That'll be the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Therefore, there's no dinei nefashot over here. Throw them all out. It's dinei mamonot, shilosha. However, according to the banan, no. I don't care. You didn't give a warning, so you're not part of the group. Get rid of him. Yitkayem ha'idut bishar. Keep the other two guys alive. Dinei nefashot. Therefore, you need 23. That's the machloket between Rabbi Meir and Hachamim in the Mishnah. So that is the sixth answer that we are offering over here. We can say another answer. Kegon shehitru ba acherim velo hitru ba edim. New case. The witnesses themselves were not the ones that gave the warning. The warning was given by others. They actually saw this nut, but they didn't say anything when they saw it. The witnesses were given by others. And we never discussed such a case. What happens in the Maaseh? Do the witnesses themselves have to give the warning? Or what do I care if the witnesses gave the warning? The main thing is I know that the guy was a mezid. Even if the witness, if the warning came from somebody else, as long as you have two witnesses that saw it, and I combined with the warning of somebody else, so indeed this is a mahlok, and the kamit palge, the fluktad, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbanam, Ditnan, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Leolam, Eno Neherag, Ad Shiupi, Shne Edaf, Matirim Bo, Shne Emar Alpi, Shenaim Edim. It's got to be by them. So therefore, what's the case in our Mishnah? Two witnesses showed up to Beit Din. They're in front of three originally, because they're just trying to see if it's a case over here. They tell the three, by the way, we saw this lady give a, she committed znut. Ah, she committed znut. Did you warn her? No, we didn't warn her, but don't worry, there's other guys that warned her. Sorry, you had nothing to do with it, there's no mitah, you have to give the warning, you didn't give the alpi, therefore, dinei mamonot. Now, there's no nefashot anymore. Okay, get three guys and just discuss the ketubah.
But the other guys are
no, they didn't witness. They were behind the tree. They didn't see her. They didn't see. They just screamed. They warned her. They knew that she was committing znud, but they couldn't see. There was a blockage. There was a foul pole in front of them. They couldn't see anything. So now they're screaming, but, hey, don't do it. Don't do it. She says, okay, between your warning and my eyes, we'll combine it. They say, that doesn't good. No good. But according to Rabbanan, Rabbanan says, good. Between their warning and your eyes, you have a testimony. So therefore, they're going to come in front of three and say, this is what we saw. Oh, this is not for us. This is a bedin and fashot. So therefore, you have to convene 23. Read Rashi now. There's no Rashi. Comes the Gemara and continues another answer. What number is this? Number 8. Okay. Kegon de itkahush bebedikot. Whenever you have a dinin of a short case, so we don't just, witnesses walk in, they don't just say, okay, we saw this, we just accept them blindly. You have to interrogate them. There's two types of interrogations. There's bidikot and there's hakirot. The bidikot are more like the technical questions. What was he wearing? What was the guy that bore it? Was his clothes black? Was he wearing a white shirt? Those are like details. That's bidikot, not so integral. Then you have hakirot. Hakirot is the time, the place, and things like that. Now that's the way, very important to know time and place, because based on their time and place, they can become hazama. Mm-hmm. So if they say, we were in Chicago at 2 p.m., that's very important to know. Because now two other witnesses come along and tell, hey, what do you mean 2 p.m. in Chicago? You were with us in Los Angeles 2 p.m. that day. So therefore, that's the integral, it's called the hakirot. Bidikot, you could say, listen, the guy, I thought he was wearing a white shirt. Somebody said, oh, it was black. Okay, black. I wasn't paying attention to the details of that item. But we asked them, bidikot and hakirot. Look at Rashi. Bidikot, ze omer kelav shel bo'el shehorim, veze omer levanim. One witness says it was black, one witness says white. The hakirot is a yom, there's a sha'a. The chayoseh bahim. Sha'edim ba'im al yedem yedei hazama. Now what's the mahlok in our case? Rabbi Meir savar hachashat bedikot sheme hachasha. Ve'lo mechtela. Even if the two witnesses are inconsistent on the details, throw them out. They come in, we saw this lady kill. We saw this lady commit znut. Commit znut? Yeah, there was a guy, there was znut. Ah, so it's okay. They take the witnesses separately. What color shirt was the guy wearing? Guy says, I'm telling you, it was black. Okay, very good. Black, no problem. They go to the next witness. I saw it 100%. What was he wearing? White. Out. You guys are contradicting yourself. There's no mitah over here. You want to judge the imam or not now? The guy could say, there's no betulah, ketubah, the imam or not. ורבנן סברה כיוון דבחקירה נמסיעו מכוונים הכחשה דבדיקות לב הכחשה היא דלא רמוס סעדי הדעתי ולמבדק קודהי. חכמים say the main thing is, so long as they are consistent, they corroborated with the hakirot, they know the place and the time, even though they made some mistakes on the details, it's not on their mind when they were watching the situation, they're not thinking with shirt. So therefore, you ask them anyway to do due diligence, just in case the judge from that might suspect that they're shaken from the way they're answering. But if everything else works out, meaning in the hakirot, we're not going to pay too much attention of the inconsistency. So what's the case of it? Exactly what happened. Two witnesses show up. Piloni Zinta. They're trying to kill her. What happens? They make the hakirot. What day? It was Tuesday. The other guy says Tuesday. What place? Chicago. What place? Chicago. Oh, hakirot. They got their name. They're good. What shirt? White. What shirt? Black. Oh, Rabbanan say, don't pay attention to that. It's still the Inen Nefashot. Therefore, you still judge the case with 23. Comes the Gemara and says, where do you see this mahloket in Shas between Bidikot and Hakirot? The following place you see it. Vekabe Palge, Beflukta de Ben Zakai Verabbanan. What's the mahloket? Ditnan, Maase Ubadak, Ben Zakai, Beokse Te'enim. There was a story that one time Ben Zakai went and he interrogated the witnesses, even to the details of the okets. That's the stem of the figs. What was the case over there? Look at the Rashi, tells you the case. Be'ukse te'enim. She'amnu ha'edim. The witnesses said, ta'at te'ena na'asa ma'aseh. They said the sin was made under the fig tree. So of course they asked them, what time, what date? Amar lo, so the rabbi asked him, te'ena zu uksa dakin, or uksa gesin? What type of stems were on these dates over here? They were thin, or they were thick? And they contradicted themselves. And as a result of the contradiction, he threw them out. So you see, according to this rabbi over here, even on a bidika, you throw them out. And the rabbi said, no, hey, oksin, what do I care? It's oksin, this, that. You messed up, doesn't matter. The main thing is they had the time. So you see, even on the bidikot, you have a mahal. So the ma'aseh, as a review, because that's the end of this sugya, which spanned a daf and a half. The daf and a half that we just went through, its point was to answer one question, to explain the bimi'ir and the rabbi. When you go open to the Mishnah daf bit, and you read, Motzi Shemra, Rabbi Meir, Omer B'Shlosha, Hakerim B'Yasim B'Shlosha, you have to remind yourself, there are eight possible theories in order to explain the situation. From La'az, all the way down to this last answer over here, of that there was a Hakasha in the Bidikot, and there wasn't a Hakasha in the Hakirot, and you have the six answers in between. Now the Gemara changes gears and goes into a new situation. We're going to learn the first of the situations. Gemara begins. Amar of Yosef, Hevi Baal Edim Shezinta. Okay, back to our story. The witnesses are brought by the husband. He's claiming she was Zinta. What do you mean Zinta? When she was engaged. Nara meorasa, she's zinta. The deen is she gets sekila. So what are these witnesses trying to do? They're trying to kill her. The father came along and said, he brought witnesses, and they said, what are you talking? You saw zinta in Chicago. You and us in California. That's for sure. You killed Adeh Baal because they were trying to kill somebody innocently. So you killed them. The en mishalmim mamon. But they don't pay money. Now, what money are we discussing? Well, these witnesses came along. They were really coming to discuss two things over here. Right, but before, let's discuss what they were doing first. Before we get to Kimle, what were they doing, the witnesses? Number one, they were trying to kill the lady. And number two, they were trying to mafsid her ketubah. They were trying to take away her ketubah. If she's zinta, she loses the ketubah. So there's a monetary aspect over there as well. So therefore, I could argue, number one, I do exactly what you were trying to do, so I do it to you. Number one, you were trying to take away her ketubah, pay that, figure out how to pay payment of the ketubah, which I'll discuss in a second, but there should be a monetary payout here. Secondly, you were trying to kill this lady, so we're going to kill you also. So we know the rule already, that she's going to teach us, you don't give a double punishment. You give the more stringent of the punishments. How do you know that? Let's read Rashi now. Ve'en mishalmim mamon. See that, Rashi? Afalpi shayu mafsidin ota ketubah. Of course, they're saying zinta. Lady that's mizana, there's no ketubah over here. En mishalmim tovat hana'at ketubata kedin sh'al zomeme ketubah. They don't have to pay what Rashi calls tovat hana'ah. I'll explain to that in a second. They don't have to pay for the ketubah. במסכת מכות לכיוון דבשבילה הם נהרגים, because since on her account they're dying, אין משלמים לממון דמתחייב בנפשו פטור מן התשלומים. As you know, you're paid with your body. Once already the witnesses die, it exempts them from the monetary דכתיב לא יהיה אסון אנוש יענש. That means a person damaged somebody, and there wasn't a death. Lo yeh ason, you didn't kill anybody. Ano she'anesh, then you have to pay reparations. But we make an implication there. But if there was a death, in ano she'anesh, you don't have to make reparations because the death is instead of the mamun. Good. Now stop there in Rashi for a second before we go further. Before we get to the ve'im mishum me'asela. Let's analyze this. What is the ketubah payment over here? Chaura, we said, they're claiming she was a zonah, she was committed znut. Zinta, she loses the ketubah. But who says she would have ever gotten a ketubah in the first place? If let's say she dies first, there's no ketubah. So therefore it's not guaranteed they will mafsid her a ketubah. Maybe she would never even get a divorce. Or maybe she would die first and therefore not be eligible for ketubah. So it's not a guaranteed item. That's what Rashi says, tovat hana'at ketubah. She has a document. She could sell that document. There's futures on this document. She could sell it to somebody. Document says, it's like an option. The option is, listen, I'm selling you this paper. There's a potential 200 zuz payout on this paper. I'll sell it to you for 50. Give me the 50 now, and you're buying a risk. Listen, if my husband divorces me, you got 200. If my husband dies first and I outlive him, you get 200. If it doesn't happen, that was your risk. So therefore, there is a value of the ketubah even before she collects it. That's what the Edim Zomimim were trying to lose her. The actual payment, you can't make them pay. That wasn't even have them. It was, well, who says she would ever get them? But the tovat hana'a, that's a real payment immediately. So the hadush of the Gemara is, you get the higher payment, and you don't get the lower payment. Before we finish the Rashi, go back to the Gemara to get the other side of the equation. So again, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, Hevi, Abba Rav Yosef, Hevi, Abba'al Edim, Shezinta, Hevi, Av Edim, Vizimum, Ve'ade Abba'al, Ade Abba'al, Neheragim, Ve'meshamim, Amon. And the story continues. Hazar, Hevi, Abba'al, Edim, Vizimum, Ve'ade Av, Ping Pong. Now, the husband's side, he brought another set of Edim, and he knocked out the father's Edim. So now what happens? We go back to the original one. That original ones are good. And what happened now? The Edim Zum, the ones that were Mizim, they were trying to kill these two witnesses. The father's witnesses were trying to kill the husband when they got knocked out. So we got to kill them. So it says, Adea Av Neheragim. You got to kill them. Because they were trying to kill witnesses, these innocent people. Oh, but the Gemara says, Umeshalmim Mamon. And they have to pay mamon. They have to pay money. Because why? They were trying to be mafsid, the husband. Where were they trying to be mafsid, the husband? They were coming along and saying, Yomotzi Shemra. She wasn't Zinta. These witnesses are fakers over here. You were a wise guy. Well, see, Shemin, I mean, the husband would have to pay 100 to the father. So therefore, in this case over here, since it's two different situations, the mamon is from one to the father, and the mitas to the witnesses. Mm-hmm. When do we say kimle? When do we say eno metu mishalem? When it's all the same guy. When it's all the same guy. It's coming from you. You want to kill me and you want me to pay you? Relax. Mitah, yeah. But that where the mitah is coming from, that's not where the mamon is coming from. The guy that's killing him is not the one that's asking for payment. So therefore the deen is mishamim mamon. Mamon lazeh v'nefashot lazeh. Mamon lazeh v'nefashot lazeh. Because it's two different directions. Look at Ashi. Not where we left off. Go to the next Ashi. V'zimum la'adeh ha'av. The husband came back with the counter witnesses to knock out the father's witnesses. What are you saying? You were in California. You weren't in California. You were in Arkansas. Well, so they knocked out. Why? Beautiful. They were trying to make him that. Mamon lazeh lebaal. Nefashot lazeh v'neheragim b'shvil ha'adim. The kasaba Rav Yosef. Here's the key of Rav Yosef. Ki patar rachamana mitchayev b'nafsho min ha'tashlumin. When do we say that the mitah exonerates the money? Hecha de mitah u'mamon mishum had ka'atu aleh. Where it's coming from one place. But if the mitah from one place, which means the same one that's mechayeving the mitah is getting the money. Hey, what do you want to do to me? You want to kill me and take my money? Kill me is enough. Mashiach in here, who's killing? I'm getting killed from the edim, from the witnesses that I tried to kill. Mm-hmm. The husband comes along and says, you owe me 100. They can't say, well, I'm dying. I'm not the one that's killing you. I didn't kill you. Your death came from the witnesses that you tried to kill. What is your death with the witnesses got to do with my 100 that you owe me? So therefore the deen is Mishalem Umet. Now, based on this, we go back to the Rashi, where we're up to in the first one, just finishing. What was the first case? The first case was a straight up Edim Zomimim. Two witnesses came into Beit Din, Zinta. She committed Znut. Now, let's analyze. At that point, what is the husband's witnesses accomplishing? Amita, they're trying to kill the lady. And technically, if you think about it, they're trying to cause the father a loss of 100. Because
reduction in the
Ketubah. Normally in a Motzi Shemra, the husband's gotta pay 100 to the father. Yeah. A Motzi Shemra. They're coming along and saying, there's nothing Moshi Shemra over here. There's nothing to do. She committed the znut over here. The father was all excited. The father figured he's going to get 100 over here because the guy's a liar. The guy's a this. The guy's a that. When is coming along? Zinta. The guy says, oh, there goes my 100. I'm not getting 100 out of this case. So technically, the chaura, we should make the... Now what happened? They came to Zomimim. Father brought witnesses, knocked them out. So what do we say? Kill them because they were trying to kill them. But no, they don't pay. Why don't you say, let them pay 100 to the father? The debt is coming for what they tried to do to the lady, and the 100 is coming for what they caused the father to lose. Why don't you say that concept? So the Gemara, she explains an obvious answer. As she says, V'im mishu me'asela, de'havu ba'u le'afsude le'av, Bahavile mitaleze le isha v'teshlumin leze le'av. Why do you say that? Lav alai uramu leshelume. That's not their item to pay. Ela ala ba'al. That is on the husband to pay. Share al yadan haba'al ba'al leshelem le'av. Dechozman shelo evia ba'al edim shezinta tahtav. As long as the husband didn't bring witnesses of znut, elom mitchayev leshalem me'asela al yedei atzmo kedamrinan beketubot delo karinan bevim emet haya debelav edim lo miktela הלכך אי הוא נמה לא מחייב, אלא אם כן הביא עדים שזינתה והוזמו. Oh, she's saying a long answer over here. Let's go slow and read it again. ואם משום מעשה לה, what's the מעשה לה over here? Because this lady, these witnesses caused the father to lose 100. Why did they cause the father to lose 100? Because if the witnesses wouldn't have came and said znut, the husband could come along and say, that the husband is lying over here. It's a normal case of Mosi Shemra. Without the witnesses, it's a Mosi Shemra case. The witnesses are just saying she committed znut. Yeah. Correct? Without the witnesses over here, the guy's just coming along and saying, Stam, he's making up a story. So the father would get 100. Yeah. So these witnesses, the first two witnesses, basically are trying to kill her and take the 100 away from the father. So that she says, Davu ba'o lef su de le'av. Davi le mita leze le'isha, v'toshim leze le'av. So what does she answer? Lav alayhu ramu le'shalume. It's not on the witnesses to make that payment. Lav alayhu ramu le'shalume. Who's it on? Ela ala ba'al. That is on the husband. Who makes that payment? The husband. Share al yadan habaal bal shalem le'av. Through them, the father comes to pay to the husband comes to pay to the father. Chol zeman shelo evia bal edim shezinta tachtav. What would be the case if he didn't bring witnesses? Shezinta tachtav. Eno mitchayev leshalem me'asela al yedei atzmo. That's right. The 100, he doesn't pay on himself. The only time you pay the 100 of Motsi Shemra is what? What's Motsi Shemra mean? You're a faker. You're lying. That means you need witnesses to come along and prove that he was lying. Once the witnesses prove that he's lying, you're a Motsi Shemra. Now you gotta pay. So therefore, Kedavim B'Ketubot. So these guys over here, these witnesses were huzam. The witnesses were disproven. So therefore, they cannot mechayev the husband now to pay the 100. And therefore, they're not obligated to pay the 100 themselves. Let's review how a normal case of Moshe Shemra works. You have two witnesses show up. The guy comes along and says, listen, there's no betulin over here. Wife is, she's used the goods. She's a be'ula. So now what's going on over here? I married a be'tula. She's not a be'tula. So you're trying to get some compensation back for your ketubah. What happens? Witnesses come along and say, what are you talking? Yeah, she's a be'tula. They show the blood on the sadin and all that. So the witnesses come along now and they disprove this guy. So you're a wise guy, you're a liar. You were trying to motzi shemra on a betulah, pay the father 100. You need witnesses to come and mechayev the husband to pay. Only when that situation happens, that's when there's a payout of 100. He's got to make a claim, witnesses come along and knock him out, say you're a liar, now you got to pay. Here that didn't happen. What happened in this scenario over here? Witnesses came along and said, Zinta. Now, those witnesses are not mechayev the husband to pay 100 yet. These witnesses are trying to kill the lady. You're trying to kill the lady? Okay, now you found Huzam, we'll kill you. You don't have a scenario of witnesses that showed up. Witnesses that try to kill her are not witnesses that mechayev the husband to pay 100. That's a different scenario. Since you're killing them, there's nothing to do. Witnesses have to be other witnesses that come along that are not dying. That's not their intention to get the father. I don't care what their intention is. These guys are liars. Once you're killing them, the law is that the edim that get killed are not me'ayev the husband to the 100. And therefore, in this case over here, what they do? They're just going after the lady. So therefore, as she points out, they will not have to compensate because the husband was never chayav from them. They did not mechayev him to pay 100. The proof exactly came from the second group of edim that said these guys are liars. Yeah. Well, so the second edim proved him he was a motzi shemra. Not the first group. The first group didn't say anything about him. They're just coming along to say that she's a zona. The second group's coming along and saying, what are you talking? These guys are fakers. You're a liar. Oh.
So you can mechayev the first group of witnesses to pay the 100. So that's the din of Rabbi Yosef. Again, a big chiddush, he's saying that when you have a case of a motzi shemra and you have hazama, sometimes the din is they're just going to get mitah, and sometimes they're going to get mitah and mishalem. So long as the mitah is coming from one and the mishalem is coming from somewhere else. Amen.